500th assist. How nice was it to see, first of all, Alex finish that play and then scoop the puck up for you?
Yeah, that was nice. Made it a little more stressful than it maybe had to be on the first play that he had alone in front, but he made up for it. Great shot, and obviously a big goal for our team. So to do it in an overtime goal that helps the team win is probably as good as you're going to get. So definitely take it and keep it going here.
I know we always keep asking this, but I mean, 500 is a special number no matter what you're hitting.
Yeah, I mean, for a guy that a lot of people think is just a shooter, I'll rub that in their face a little bit that I got the assist first. So, I played obviously a long time. I played with some really amazing players and have gotten an opportunity to, have a lot of great memories in this league and hopefully many more. So it's pretty cool. To do it, like I said, especially at home and in a win, you always want to do, memorable milestones like that and have a positive memory of the whole game. So that was special.
How big was your goal to make a 3-3? They were really starting to kind of build some momentum.
It was obviously, that's a good team over there. They're playing pretty good hockey and they got some weapons. But we stuck with it. Obviously, it could have gone either way too after, just a bad luck type of thing that allows them to tie the game up late. But the bench responded well. There wasn't any heads down. There was a lot of positivity, and I think we've kind of turned the corner on that since the beginning of the year and found a way to win in overtime.
How hard was that, the overtime? A lot of chances.
Yeah, listen, for a high-scoring game, I thought the goalies played really well in overtime. A lot of chances both ways. That's, when it's 3-on-3 and there's time and space and there's that much speed and skill on both sides, there's going to be chances. So I thought Moose was outstanding again today. He's been outstanding all year. And a couple tough bounces that went in the net, totally not his fault. He made some big saves for us down the stretch, and especially in overtime to give us a chance to win. So he was a key part of that.
How big has Ian been the last week plus or so for you?
Yeah, listen, he can make plays out there, and that's something that, you just think of him as more of a shutdown type of guy, with the amount of times you play against him, and he's hard and he blocks shots. But with some time and space, obviously he's made some great plays. He made a great pass to me, and then some great hands on the goal, great patience there. So anytime guys come to a new team, it takes some time to get comfortable, and then guys start to find their game a little bit. And I think that's been the case. He's found his game here the last couple weeks, and it's been impressive.
What about your line, Stimmer, with Killer and Paulie? Seems like you guys are really finding some chemistry. How are you feeling playing with those two guys?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's always work in progress when you're playing with some new players to try to create some chemistry, create some habits, just create awareness on the ice where you know where each other are going to be. I haven't played a lot with Paulie, obviously played a lot with Killer, but if we're going to be in a role as, not just a line that can play against all different types of lines, but we gotta produce as well. So we gotta hang on to the puck a little more and make some plays and grow and develop and work with each other. So I thought tonight was good. We kind of got thrown against the top line a few shifts there and had some good luck. So hopefully we can take this game. I think we all feel good about ourselves tonight, individually and then as a line, and we'll create some confidence.
Alex, go ahead.